In China, the already huge outpourings of anti-Japanese sentiment have peaked again. Hundreds of protesters gathered in eastern China's Chengdu city to protest against Japan's move to take control of a chain of islands claimed by both countries. It was just one of several protests spread across China. They coincided with the 81st anniversary of an incident which Japan used as a pretext to invade Manchuria before World War II. In some cities, demonstrators attacked Japanese businesses and burned cars, and police used tear gas to disperse the crowds. Our China correspondent Stephen McDonnell is in Chengdu and joins me on the line. Well, who's driving this, Stephen, to start off with?
Well, that's a very good question, actually, because word goes round on the internet to turn up to these protests. But, of course, if you're having a protest in China, one that is allowed to go ahead, well, it has to be kind of sanctioned by somebody, you know, high up.
That's if you had a protest that the government didn't approve of, it would be shut down pretty fast, in your experience.
Yes, well, absolutely, and especially given the presence of the security forces we're seeing on the streets. I mean, we got an idea of how big this was going to be today. When, you know, we've come down here, frankly, to cover the Wang Lijun trial. That's why we arrived in Chengdu. And we're looking outside a hotel room.
Just to explain
last
that,
night.
Wang Lijun was the chief bodyguard of Bo Xilai. It's a long, complicated story, but he took refuge in the U.S. embassy.
Yes, he's the man who blew the lid on the murder allegations of Bo Xilai's wife killing the British businessman Neil Hayward. And really, he started the ball rolling in terms of this big political scandal in China. And so his trial has been on today. And in a moment, we can come to some of the details of that. But as I was saying, we were sort of looking out of the window last night, thinking we're going off to this trial today. And about 30 or 40 truckloads of troops turned up, full of, people's armed police, armed with riot shields and helmets. And these are people who are sort of camping around the soccer stadium in preparation for massive riot control today. So at that point, we thought, this is actually potentially going to get quite serious. And as it turned out, as you mentioned, it did.
I saw a photograph earlier today of a line of neatly suited Chinese holding up a banner outside a factory which said, let's exterminate all the Japanese.
Well, it doesn't take much to get people pretty worked up over Japan here. Of course, some really terrible things happened to Chinese people under Japanese occupation in World War II. And, of course, this is encouraged here, sometimes even by the government, because it sort of plays into the Communist Party's view of history as well, its role in fighting against the Japanese and its legitimacy and power. And so this is why these protests tend to take place and are allowed to go ahead when other protests are stopped. But, of course, the government's playing a dangerous game here because, on the one hand, you can be encouraging these anti-Japanese protests over this island dispute, which is what's triggered this recent round of protests, but it can get out of hand. And that's why, they're letting these protests go ahead, but at a certain point, bang, they're going to stop them. And that's actually what happened, what we saw today. A group of protesters were allowed to walk around through the streets of Chengdu, and it got bigger and bigger. And then at a certain point, they called in the troops in big numbers and just cleared the streets.
But meanwhile, the trade relations between China and Japan are already suffering. Japan's withdrawing people.
Yes, and of course, China is Japan's number one trading partner. So there are big, potential problems for both countries if they can't sort out these Diaoyu Senkaku Islands disputes. I mean, for example, there's a massive shopping centre here today, which we saw today, which is owned by a Japanese company. Now, that shopping centre is shut down and it's surrounded by troops who are worried that people are going to go and, I suppose, start torching it or something like that. There are major problems here. In fact, you wouldn't be able to find a Japanese business in certain cities, like this one, for example, that's open today. And everything from little restaurants to big multinational companies.
And one quick last question, Stephen. Just tell us what did happen in the Wang Lijun trial.
Well, he, we're led to believe, didn't contest the main charges, which was that he took bribes and that he was bending the law for selfish ends. That is, that at certain times he was taking money as the police chief in Chongqing to get people off.
So
now, the interesting thing is that it relates not only to this information he was going to give to the Americans when he tried to get asylum, but other trials as well, other cases as well.
Okay, Stephen McDonnell in Chengdu. Thank you very much. Stephen's our Beijing correspondent.